Thanks, Allison. And today we have a story from Walt. Walt is from Fort Bragg, and Walt wrote to me, this should really be my wife's story, for I love this town, but she's too shy to tell it. So I'm the one writing it to you, because it seems to me like it's just the sort of story you're always asking us for. My wife, Sue, works at a local store a few days a week, and one day a guy I know named Mike came into the store carrying a bag. You know, one of those reusable cloth bags we all have. Well, this one was holding a few items, several of which my wife recognized as having come from her store. Mike said he'd found it on a bench downtown. He'd waited with it for a while. He sat over half an hour, and no one came back for it, so he had looked in the bag, and he thought some of the items might be from Sue's store, so he brought it in down to the store to show my wife. Did someone buy these things? And can you remember them? Well, yes, she did, in a way. She could remember the purchaser, remembered that they'd paid in cash, so she couldn't look up a name or anything. But then all of a sudden, she remembered something else. After checking out, the customer had stopped near the door to chat with another woman who was coming in, and Sue knows that woman. So Sue called that woman that she knew, told her the story, and then asked her if she could let the customer know her bag had been found. Bag and owner were reunited that same afternoon, but I think that could only have happened in a small town like ours. I mean, where else would a clerk take the time, make the effort to help like that? Yeah, I love this town. Thanks, Walt. Me too. I love this town. Going to put that on the website on the I Love This Town page at KOZT.com where we post the audio from your stories. Today's storyteller and many of the past storytellers over the years and years we've had I Love This Town together, there for you to stream the audio or have them for podcasts. They come up in a random sampling. Today's story from Walt will join them. And you can have that audio, streaming or podcast, supported by Community First Credit Union here for local good.